Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got Jeff Sabar back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad he's back, too. Jeff is the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting, also Home Office Know-How, also Safe at Home. Would you like more? Do you need more? Jeff is, what does that say? It tells you that he's the expert on micropreneuring, on being home-based, and all things that, including the technology that you and I use in our small businesses, in our very small businesses. And he was a 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. That was a national award that the SBA gave him. And he's our good friend, Jeff Sabar. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Always great to be with you on your show.
Good to have you back. Jeff, one of the things that I want you to talk to us a little bit about technology. When I think about, and you and I have talked about this many times over the years, about how technology has allowed you and me to grow our businesses and really be productive and efficient and take advantage of opportunities and to deliver, to execute bigger than we really are,
right?
Because of technology.
Right.
And when I think about when you and I both became home-based in the same year, in 89, me for the second time, actually third time, you know, I had some technology, but it didn't scratch what we have right now.
Right.
And so when I think about, and one of the things I had, though, that was pretty cool, but it cost me a fortune, was I had a laser printer. Now, in those days, having a laser printer in a home office world was like driving a Lamborghini.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I mean, I'm telling you, these things were like $2,000. Seriously.
Right.
But they really made a difference. That other than my computer, that was my big transaction, and big investment in technology. But printers have only gotten better, haven't they?
Printers have gotten a lot better, and you know, I got to say something. It's funny because in the preface of this conversation, you're talking about technology, and we've had a lot of conversations about technology, whether it's the BlackBerry, whether it's a Droid, whether it's the latest web-based or cloud-based solution. A lot of times, people don't think of a printer as technology. And all I need to know is I got a discount for 15% off any purchase at a local office supply retailer.
Right.
And on the back of the card, it said no personal or consumer technology, allowed.
Mm-hmm.
They just want paper goods or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, the basis is that it is technology and a printer. And I went looking for a printer recently, and I tell you what, you don't think printer is technology, you don't think a printer is key to your business, go for a week and a half or a week without a printer and then you'll quickly learn all the documents, even the piddly little things you use just because sometimes we're still paper-based,
right,
and we want to be able to see stuff. But making the decision-making process that goes into buying the right printer for your small business, whether it's laser, whether it's inkjet, whatever, really makes a big difference in the money you'll spend, the efficiency and productivity it'll bring. It's no small decision.
Well, that's right. But the beauty is, once you make your decision, it doesn't cost you a fortune like my old laser printer to have a good printer.
Well, it doesn't have to, but that's part of the decision-making, and I think that's part of the misconception about the right printers that we have for our businesses, because
right,
you can buy a printer. They'll give you the printer
right
to get you to buy the ink.
The ink, exactly.
And that's where the money lies.
Because the printers, they'll give away the ink they keep.
Yes, it's sort of,
they like their ink.
You talk about something to entrap you into long term.
It's like cell phone and cell phone coverage, isn't it?
Exactly.
Here, take the phone and use my connection.
Well, and that's what they say. I'll give you the phone for free,
uh-huh,
for a 2-year contract. Okay, so a printer. Here's a few ideas. I went looking for a printer recently. There, you walk down any, whether it's a regular big box, you know, consumer electronics retailer, an office supply store, or your local like Walmart, you walk down the aisles and you see a ton of different printers, but you don't know which one to go for. You know, a couple things to keep in mind. Do you need that laser? Are you a black and white kind of guy predominantly? You know, a lot of doctor's offices don't need color, so they buy a high output laser because all they're doing is printing, you know, receipts and invoices and reminders and things like that. Do you need color? I mean, I need very little color. My kids use more color than I do. If I'm printing a web page, or if I'm printing a document someone wants me to look at, I shift immediately. Here's another tip. I shift immediately into grayscale and draft format. And I reset.
Saves you a lot of ink, doesn't it?
Saves you a lot of ink. And if I just need to read it, I don't need it to look pretty just for my eyes only, I'll do that on either recycled or by recycled paper.
I know how to do that, Jeff. I just forget to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's the issue of forgetting to or not knowing to. I mean, I go to people's offices and I say, hey, can you just print something out for me? And they print it out in high resolution color on the finest paper.
Pops right off the paper.
and you know what? That's beautiful and that's all well and good, but that's all well and good and eating into your bottom line. And you don't think about this stuff. And one thing that comes to mind.
What is a little bottle of inkjet ink costs right these days.
It depends.
Was it $25, $30
or more? And see, the key is it's best to buy large. You know, the XLs, they now come in. Depending on, you know, again, is your printer capable of handling an XL cartridge? So you're going to get more bang for your
buck. That's another thing to look for, right, is get one that has that expansion capability in case you want to do it that way.
Exactly, as well as individual cartridges for your colors. Because if you buy one cartridge for your color, if your magenta goes, the whole cartridge is really kablooey.
Now, my computer has a color printer and a color cartridge and a black and white cartridge.
Well, but you need cut through. I encourage, and I for myself always look for it to have magenta, cyan, and yellow. So that you have three different colors going on.
You have three different.
Well, because it's black and then three colors that compose the color wheel of a printer.
Right. I only have two cartridges in mind. You have more than two cartridges?
I have three. Yeah. So if one goes, I'm replacing one.
Well, folks, here we go. We got Mr. Three Cartridge here.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I'm a child of a lesser god because my printer only has two cartridges.
Right. Exactly. Well, I like it. It makes up for other.
It makes you feel superior, doesn't it? Jeff?
It makes up for other deficiencies. I have three cartridges and they're all large. So, you know, it's important that you think about these things before you go in and buy, and then you think about the replacement cost.
I did not know you could buy the large cartridges. I did not know that you could buy a three. I've got to have one of these before the day is gone. I've got to have a three cartridge printer.
Well, the key is to know to ask.
What did that cost you? What did that three cartridge printer cost you?
$69.
What?
Yep. Absolutely,
and the cartridges
are $150.
And the quality of the print is amazing, folks.
Right.
There's no reason to present something to a customer now that doesn't just snap off the page. This isn't beautiful. If you're doing that, you're just looking. You know, you're not. You just can't do that. All right, quick break. 20 after. Right back with Jeff Sabar. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Got Jefferson Barr hanging out with us, and we're going to talk about some more technology in a minute. But first, I want to remind you about my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and lots of good stuff there that will help you out. Don't forget the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members are there, my blog, the knowledge base. Please subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take our poll question. And our poll question this week is all about the healthcare bill. Should the healthcare bill be repealed? Should it be left as it is? Or maybe you don't have enough information. Either way, we'd like to know that. And when you give us your answer, you'll be able to see what the results are. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jeff Sabar is our guest. And, Jeff, give us your website now, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
All right. So they can find your books there, right?
All my content is at the site. And we're constantly uploading new articles, including one on how to pick the right printer.
There you go. Okay. we're talking about printers. I had a laser printer for years and years because before that, any other kind of printer was a dot matrix.
Right.
Individual printers was a dot matrix. They didn't have laser printers. I mean, inkjets in those days.
Right.
And laser printing was, of course, dry printing. And it was very expensive, but I was able to really differentiate myself in my consulting business from, you know, I mean, the work I was able to produce for my clients just knocked their socks off, and it really helped me a lot. And so I've known about the importance of making a good presentation for a long time. And so whatever you got to do, folks, to take the time. The good news is in those days, Jeff, you didn't have to take a lot of time to find a good printer because there was only one or two choices.
Oh, yeah.
But it costs a lot of money. Today, the bad news is you got a lot of choices you got to decide from, but the cost isn't great.
The cost is low, but you have to watch the ink and toner cost. So
right.
What I recommend you do is if you're up to it, assuming you're not driving 30 miles or, you know, certainly you can buy online, but assuming it's not a major hassle to drive to the office superstore to decide what product you want to get, you go down and you look at you either go online and do a search for, you know, low cost or home office or small business inkjet printers, see what comes up, look for some comparison sites so you can compare individual printers based on the parameters. It's like buying a car. It's like buying a new phone. It's like, you know, finding a spouse. Look for what you're looking for before you make the decision, before you make the purchase. You know what you're looking for. So do you need high output, you know, pages per minute? Do you need, you know, super crisp, high quality printing that might run you a little bit more? Do you need it to be able to do photo quality? If you don't need photo quality, that can knock a whole bunch of printers off your list. Think about the cost of the printer. Think about the cost of replacement cartridges. Then do your research to find out how much cartridges are. Are those cartridges available in refill? I once bought a printer that was too new to have refurbished replacement or refilled cartridges.
Hmm.
So I had to go back to the manufacturer. Now you can find them. You can find less expensive places to buy them than the local office supply superstore, but still brand new manufactured replacement cartridges are more expensive generally by almost twofold than refilled cartridges. So you got to think about that as well. You go into the store, you look at them, you look at the quality that they put out. Going with name brand is fine, but you want to make sure that, you know, whether it's a Canon, whether it's an HP, whether it's an Epson, whether it's a Kodak, and that's a big pitch right now for Kodak is lower quality ink. Although their machine is a little bit more expensive, they're coming out with lower priced ink. So it's important that you know going in. If you do a lot of output, it's really important that you you know, cut those costs. For
but
me,
you know,
I don't do a lot.
Have you noticed, though, since we've gotten more connectivity tools, that you're using your printer less? Have you noticed that?
I'm using my printer a lot less because although I read online, I still know a lot of people who, you know, one of the apps for...
I can't edit anything I do online. I have to have it on paper.
I edit everything online.
I do it at first, but I
right.
always find something that I miss online. And
right.
and so I always print it out. But what I'm getting at, of course, you're a solopreneur. We've got a few folks in the office here.
Right.
And so, but whereas I used to print things off and take them to somebody or have them come get it or whatever, I now can drag the file over into IM and it pops right on the desktop.
Right. So
that's one example of how technology has changed the way we use printers.
Well, also, I mean, now you have some of the printers. Some of the companies have it where you can print from your handheld, from your phone, send it home to print, and it'll automatically via networking
right.
turn on your printer and print, so it's waiting for you when you get home. You can have, you know, Wi-Fi enabled or Bluetooth enabled printing in the home or office as well. So if I'm sitting watching TV or in bed,
mm-hmm.
I have my laptop, I want to print this document, I can hit send.
Right.
I mean, networked printing is nothing new, but now a lot of printers are not networked in an Ethernet.
So you do that a lot. You do that a lot, Jeff. You get into bed with a laptop and print things out.
That's another blog that I'm doing right now.
We got to get you a life, Jeff.
Get me a life. That isn't life.
Poor Robbie.
Yeah, well, she's asleep half the time. It's usually like 3 a.m. I
That's
wake
right.
up. And
you're old married folks, aren't you? Hey, Jeff, give us the website one more time, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks for the great information on buying printers. And you know, Jeff, we haven't talked about any brand names because they're all pretty good, aren't they?
They're all very good out there.
I mean,
you just have to do your research to know what's
exactly.
best for you.
Hey, thanks, Jeff, for being here. Good job today.
Always great, Jim.
See you next time.
Me.
Jeffrey Zabar We'll be back next time. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.